This is crazy. Look at this. What is this?
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base arms belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most fabulous podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Skylar and Tam this week. What's up, guys?
Not a lot.
Did you like the jazz hands I did?
With I did. Fabulous? It was
fabulous.
You really went into character.
Well, you know, you got to get into character to emote properly.
He took some glitter and just threw it on his face really quick, and then somehow got it off within the next word.
Yeah. He also sucked my dick right before, just to really...
Well, you know, I'm a method actor.
You don't want it. Oh, did you hear Heath Ledger started method acting this dead guy? It's going to be really good.
Yeah, I was making Heath Ledger jokes in 2009 on Three Wave Awesome Podcast.
Would
okay?
you like to borrow my okay. hipster glasses?
Yeah, I would. Let's trade.
There's a transaction happening.
Oh, I can't see shit in your glasses.
God. You're definitely farsighted.
Yep. This was a mistake. I can't even read the soundboard. What am I playing?
The sperm's the easiest to swallow.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
You knew exactly
I'm sorry. That was
playing.
A Skylar clip. I wonder what this one is.
Hot plate of dick.
Oh, I'm sorry. You shouldn't have given me your glasses or I wouldn't have played all those clips of you.
All two of them.
Well, damn. There's too many, all right?
Too many.
Too many?
I'm too fun.
Oh, fuck. I only had to put up with like a 2-inch wiener. That's all I had to do.
Is that the oldest one on that soundboard?
Yes. The oldest clip of us on the soundboard. I mean, there's older clips. I've had this one on here forever.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, like, but, from this podcast.
Yeah. I guess not including, like, music drops.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That. I remember when you had the old Three-Way of Awesome News.
Oh, it was a remix of the Three-Way of Awesome News that I used for Power Up Podcast.
Yeah, and it had the lady on it.
Yeah, it had the lady. The kid.
The kid.
So, Skye, how was your week?
Spectacular, kind of. Got my car towed.
Yeah?
Which goes with it being spectacular. But,
how'd that happen?
I parked in a spot where I wasn't supposed to park.
Oh, that'll do it.
And it was funny, because I guess the apartment complex, doesn't call people who are parked in, like, doesn't call, like, oh yeah, there's someone parked in a non-visitor spot.
Yeah.
The tow truck just drives around. Which would be like, well, I hope I catch someone.
Found you. Oh, man, I want that job.
It's like a dog catcher, just but for cars.
Yeah. And what's retarded is, like, the place charges you for mileage, and, like, the apartment complex I parked at is off of, like, 144th and Q.
Mm-hmm.
And he drives...
I know what that apartment complex is. I'm familiar with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he...
yeah, that
he,
one.
He drives all the way... From 60th and F Street.
Okay.
So, you gotta make like this huge trip down the interstate, which is what he does with your car, and charges you for the mileage.
Charge you the mileage for me to drive to Council Bluffs, meet a friend, come back.
Yeah. I had to go make a phone call and swing by the bank. I need to pick up some groceries.
That Volvo has so much room in the trunk, it was convenient. I went looking for one of those for all my groceries.
That's what he does. He just finds, he's like, I really need to pick up a lot of stuff. Ooh, I'm gonna tow that Volvo.
My friend needs help hauling stuff back and forth between his apartment and his new house. Oh, sweet, a pickup truck. Yoink.
Just tow this one away. Nice.
It's genius.
How was your week, Tam?
It was pretty good.
Closer to the mic, Tam. There you go. You can pull the mic further.
Oh.
We have the technology.
I've never had a real mic before.
Yeah, we have the technology. You gotta go.
Oh my goodness. This is swanky. All right. So basically, there's a lot of stuff going on at work. This is a really, really, really busy month. I'm trying to get 31 new students into a martial arts school.
Yeah.
In 31 days.
Ooh.
And his boss isn't helping.
Not really.
Hey, if you need to make flyers, I know a place you can make those at. Come to the UPS store.
What?
I'll make you flyers.
Wow. Could you tell me more about this fantastic store?
I can, but not on the podcast because it's boring. But we'll talk paper and weight and sizes and toner. It's going to be
awesome.
You're
rustling all my jimmies in all the right ways.
It's going to be good.
Every one of his jiminies.
Jiminies.
Jiminies is rustling with anticipation.
His jiminies are rustling.
Cool thing I did was I also did gymnastics, and I totally hit a back full yesterday into a foam pit, which, for all you guys who don't know what that is, it's like a backflip, but I spin 360 degrees while I'm upside down.
Damn.
Yeah.
I can do it. It's not a huge deal.
In the snow.
Look, it's got it. Yeah. I can do it.
At night, and not get a concussion.
Uphill.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you.
At night, no one could see it.
What was the thing you were doing? Like, just a few months ago.
I was trying to do a crucifix. It's where you do, a backflip, but you put your legs out straight and your arms out, so you're not tucked up, and then you do the flip. Well, I did it at, 10 o'clock at night after I've been trying to do them, all day.
Yeah.
But I did it at night while I'm exhausted, and I couldn't spot the ground. So I was upside
down. I've created thrust.
Yeah.
I'm leaving the world.
I was upside down and just didn't know when to put my feet back on the ground. And I just died.
Slammed his head into the ground. Minorly concussed.
Pretty awesome.
That's what it gets the ladies. How about you, Matt? What you got?
Not a damn thing. Oh, I spent fucking $90 for my sister's birthday on shots. It was her 21st. Apparently, at Old Chicago, 3 shots of Goldschlager cost the same as a bottle. A bottle if you were to buy it at the store.
Oh, okay. I was like...
Yeah.
They sell them at bottles of gold?
No, it was like $20.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And the price was not on the menu.
Did you pregame at all?
Mm-mm. No, I didn't.
That's the trick. You got to pregame.
No, I was driving to and from. No, I didn't pregame.
Why?
Didn't want to crash and die on my sister's birthday.
Yeah, you might spill your drink.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Or maybe every birthday she has from now on, she has to remember the fact that I died on it.
Yeah.
Happy birthday!
You're so selfish for that day.
Let me go see my brother's grave.
That'd be pretty good. Be a pretty good way to celebrate.
Yeah.
Right around September and October, those graveyards are hopping. Great.
They're hopping.
It's the place to be.
Zombies?
Zombies.
All right, guys. I lobbed it to you. I lobbed it right over the plate. You weren't picking it up.
Well,
I guess it's been a while since we did the zombie whisper.
Honestly, we're going to be doing it later, too.
Oh, good.
Yay.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of zombies. Bet Andy wishes he was here for that.
Oh, yeah. Are there any gold-plated ones?
No.
For the rage?
No gold-plated zombies.
That's how I want to die. Melted gold all over me. At least that's how I want to be buried.
That'd be a beautiful burial. I would actually come to your funeral for that one.
You wouldn't otherwise?
Nope.
She's like, oh, he just got in a car wreck. Fuck this guy. Next!
There was a burning building and he saved 12 children? Were they orphans? No, I'm not
Check,
interested.
Check, please!
All right, guys, let's get right into it. Let's go into gaming news.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming
News. I heard it that time.
You heard it? Nice.
Yay!
All right, guys, the Wii U has been announced at $300 and $350.
Really?
Yep, the $300, the... basic set contains a white Wii U and 8 gigabytes of flash memory. The deluxe set comes with a black Wii U and 32 gigs of flash memory and Nintendo Land.
What's Nintendo Land? Does it elaborate on that?
Oh, they showed it at E3. It's kind of just a side-scrolling game with your... Or different game types with your, Wii or Mii. So,
oh, got it.
Yeah.
Wii-Mii?
Yeah, but... I posted on our Facebook page, apparently the deluxe set comes with a Smash Sega Genesis to remind Sega what the score is. Every Wii U deluxe
is made out of the plastic melted off Sega Saturns.
Melted off Sega Saturns?
Yes.
Nice. If they can get their hands on those. Or no, the Sega Neptune.
Yeah. Some prototype Sega Neptunes.
Yeah.
Don't even worry. We got the hookup. I'm surprised it was that low. I figured it would be upwards of $400.
Yeah, that is pretty low. And apparently, if you want to go pre-order them, if you want to pre-order the deluxe edition, you can't. They're out.
Oh.
No.
They're out already. They were out one day after the announcement.
Well,
I guess enough people want them. I think this is going to be a lot like the Wii.
Oh, God, yeah. That's going to be impossible to get a hold of.
I'm probably going to wait about a year and a half, maybe 2 years, maybe even 6 years until after I'm out of the Navy.
Nice.
It's a good goal.
The Wii Us.
The Wii Us. It's just the Wii and the Wii U just duct taped together.
Yeah, dude, I've told you before.
It's backwards compatible.
The next generation is there's going to be a his and her version, a blue and a pink. It's going to be the Wii U me, the Wii U him and the Wii U her.
Nice. What about like for pre-ops?
The Wii U it.
It's just tie-dyed.
The Wii U thing.
The Wii U mangled junk.
But yeah, so those are the price points they're at. We mentioned a few weeks ago that they're going to be, you know, $315, $300. Apparently, Bayonetta 2 is going to be a Wii U exclusive. So if you want Bayonetta 2, better get a Wii U.
I'm thinking, like, if I do get a Wii U, I'm probably going to save up and get that black one. Just because I'm pretty proud of the fact that every console I have is black. I got a black Wii.
Really? You're real proud of that one?
Regular Xbox. Got a black GameCube.
You can get the slim Xbox and play with me. It's black.
I could.
You can.
Or not. I could do that too.
I thought you were going to come up with something a little more clever.
Or, hold on, let me explain this. No.
Both sets will contain a gamepad and AC adapter for both the console and the gamepad, a sensor bar, and an HDMI cable.
How much are those gamepads going for separately?
I don't know.
A la carte.
I don't know yet, but it's not going to launch with compatibility for two of those gamepads.
Oh, yeah. They were saying that it was... Yeah, that's lame.
Yeah.
Are they going to be coming out with any like nostalgia boner games? Like
probably.
Legend of Zelda 3DS-esque remake?
Probably. There's the Mario Wii U is a launch title. It's actually the first Mario launch title for them in 15 years.
Yeah, I guess they didn't have any Mario games for the 3DS.
Oh, they had for the 3DS, yeah. I don't know. I thought they did. But it wasn't... But again, even if they did, it wasn't at launch, so...
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I never really thought about it, but Mario's kind of not been their game winner.
And the last few Marios have all been the fucking same. The ones on the DS and the new Super Mario Brothers Wii.
Yeah.
If you played one, you played all of them. Also, the Wii U games are going to be at $60 rather than $50 like the Wii was.
That's going to severely cripple my game buying ability.
Is it?
Yeah.
Were you planning on buying a lot of games for the Wii U?
I was planning on at least like trying them out, but I feel like if they have them this high, like that's $120 for two games.
That is. Well, I mean, that's what the PS3 and the 360 are at.
Yeah. But, I mean, just getting new games right when they come out, it's going to be a lot harder, especially for Nintendo with its track record.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of like, oh, yeah, fucking...
Bayonetta 2! Yes! Can't wait for that one.
Oh, fuck yeah. Adventure Go Connect Fun Wii Time.
Whoa. Connect is Microsoft. We're going to have a...
Yeah, but I said Wii Time.
So? Droid versus Android. Droid was part of the name.
Fine. Pardon.
Change the verbiage, please.
Adventure Go Wii Time Connect Fun.
You did it again.
Damn it.
All right. EA executive swears his company is not evil. They are just the hero we deserve. Yeah. They are the Dark Knight of the gaming industry. I'm never going to let that go.
It's not the hero we deserve. It's the hero we need.
No, it's the hero we need. The hero we deserve, but not the hero we need right now.
Yeah.
Or no, wait. They're the heroes we need, but the ones that we don't deserve. Or wait, no, EA, go fuck yourself.
EA,
how about that one?
No.
You're not a hero of anything. We don't deserve or need you. But yes, a lot of people were complaining about, you know, EA takes companies and pretty much make some shit like Mass Effect, like that weird ending. Dragon Age 2, people thought EA got their grubby hands all over that. Well, Frank Gibeau says that there isn't any mustache twirling going on in the company's corporate headquarters. He says, quote, "The truth is BioWare has developed as BioWare and that the creative culture is owned by them. There's nobody in central planning committee at EA that rolls into the tank divisions when they get too independent, too risky, or too thoughtful." So he says they don't touch them. Below the waist.
So, I mean,
EA, what are you doing?
I'm the Dark Knight.
I do what I want.
Yeah, justice.
Justice.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? You look like you're about to say something.
I don't know. It just seems like if anyone was going to fight back against EA, I figured it would be Mass Effect. But, like, I mean, at least fight for
their...
the creative justice.
I posted something on our Facebook page, actually, that EA tried to buy Valve for $1 billion.
And Valve laughed in their face?
Valve said no.
EA, let me tell you. Sit down. Let me tell you something. No. Now get the fuck out of here.
I just want to see them. I just...
sir, you have an appointment here. Oh, fantastic. Send them in. Yeah, I'm glad you could come. I have very important news. No. Do you have any questions? All right, we're done here.
It's simple. We kill Valve.
I thought it would be funny if they bought Valve for like $2 billion and then rush a really crappy version of Half-Life 3 out.
Oh, Andy would fucking start punching walls. They sold out! Fuck them! No! It's my Andy rage.
That was pretty good.
Thank you. Not enough hand motions.
Boycotting your game.
What the fuck, Valve?
What the fuck?
Alright, guys. Atari's Bible game, Red Sea Crossing, is apparently worth $14,000.
What?
It's extremely rare, and one was found earlier this week, and one was found recently, a couple days ago.
Where were they found?
The first one, I'm not sure where it was found. It kind of just mentions it before. Like, oh, one was found earlier. But Travis and Roey, the owners of Medium Bob's Curiosity Shop, located in Philadelphia, recently discovered a game in a box full of random games they had been given by a friend. They originally had the game displayed on their shelf for $50, but then they saw the previous story and realized, holy crap, we have that game, and it's worth way more than $50. Right now, it's up for about $14,000 on eBay.
Nice. Wow. I was hoping that, like, you know, someone, the second person was like, oh man, I've been using that to balance this table.
I've got the most expensive paperweight.
I mean, like, what are you going to do with an antique Atari game?
Play it.
Play it. You play the shit out of that.
Well, real game collectors say don't play it. Like real toy collectors. Don't take it out of the box.
Don't take it out of the box. But I want to play with it.
No! And car collectors. No. Just keep that one in the showroom. Don't drive it. But it's a car. Are there bicycle collectors?
Maybe.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, probably.
People collect stamps.
It's true.
And bottle caps, like James from Pokemon. Jesse and James from Team
okay.
Rocket.
Okay.
He collects bottle caps.
It's really obscure.
Isn't it, though?
Goddamn.
Skylar, are you excited for Borderlands 2?
Yeah, I have it pre-ordered. I just got my text from GameStop.
Mm-hmm. That's real cool. You can also, on release day, download it on PSN.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So you can get it physically or digitally on release day.
Well, I can't personally because, you know, 40 gigs and I'm at like 38 gigs.
Start deleting shit, man.
I suppose I could.
Gearbox has said they want to create more Duke Nukem games.
Really? Okay. It seems like a good idea.
They said Duke Nukem Forever isn't the only Duke Nukem game they want to make. They said they actually love when the brand that they acquired, and when they did that, they mentioned that, you know, they want to actually make Duke Nukem a thing again and not just make Duke Nukem Forever, finally.
Okay.
So, like...
Because a lot of people were like, oh, okay, they took it, make Duke Nukem Forever, that's cool. They're like, wait, no, we want to make series out of Duke Nukem again.
Okay, so they're going to try and bring Duke Nukem back to being Duke Nukem.
Yeah. Nice. They want, you know, Duke Nukem to be... a series, Duke Nukem games.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
I don't know if like a
couple years from now we'll all be like, oh man, did you see the trailer at E3 for the new Duke Nukem?
It's gonna be the new Call of Duty.
It's a new Call of Duty.
Yeah. I don't know. I could... Because I've seen some gameplay videos of Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Yeah, it's... So, I mean, if they could make it better... Like, just overall better, I feel like it'd be
viable. Anything specific, just make a game better.
Make a better Duke Nukem.
Oh, man, I forgot, but talking about EA, I was playing the new NCAA Football 13 made by EA Sports. Holy shit, I will never buy one of those games again.
Why?
Because there's microtransactions throughout the entire fucking game.
What do you mean?
Like... I wanted to create my own school, like own football team, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something which was basic in a lot of the other games. But no, you have to buy team slots now.
What?
You have to buy slots to make teams. It doesn't come with the game. You have to buy the slots to make the teams.
You have to, like, buy DLC team slot
stuff? It's not even DLC. You just have to buy a slot so you can create a team in that slot.
That's retarded.
It is. And then when I was going into fucking recruiting, like trying to recruit players... It's like, oh yeah, you can buy more recruitment options through the EA store or something like that. It was just ridiculous. It's like everywhere I turned, they were offering like, oh yeah, buy this for 800 points. The fuck? Seriously? What? I didn't even buy the game, dude. I bought like a shell of a game and gotta buy the rest of the stuff to go with it.
That stinks.
It was ridiculous.
So like all in all, how much do you think it would cost to play EA to its fullest? That EA game.
To play that game to its fullest. To buy it at $60 and then play to its fullest, maybe like $80. $20 additional dollars. But still, it's for things. It's not for like new things. It's for like buying a slot to make a team.
Yeah, that's kind of shitty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez, Batman, Dark Knight.
That should just come with it. And not only that, but fucking, you don't even make the team in the game. You have to go to EA's website, create an account, make the team on their website, and then download it from their website on your Xbox or
PS3. What the fuck is that?
It's really fucked up. It's really stupid. Dumb. I'm so glad I rented the game for one night for $2.
That is just such a convoluted fucking ass backwards way of doing that.
Yeah, it's freaking dumb. It's so stupid. Speaking of money, the upcoming War Z game will let you lose your money. There's a lot of microtransactions throughout the game. You can buy supplies, you know, guns, ropes, party favors, you know, everything you need in a zombie apocalypse. But if you die, you lose it. Both in regular and hardcore mode, if you die, you lose everything you have.
That sucks.
So, they say it gives people a greater sense of, you know, it's not urgency, but cautiousness. You got to be cautious
like
playing the game.
A sense of preservation.
Yeah, you got to play the game smart and not be run out and shooting people like crazy because you could die and lose all your stuff.
I guess that's an interesting way to think about it. Like, it gets you more attached to your character or file or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's going to be, hey, no one's going to buy our shit. I think that's what it's going to turn into.
Well, and like, as far as I know, other players can then find your dead body and pick it up. So who's going to be the first person to actually buy the stuff? Because everyone's going to be expecting to pick it up off someone.
Yeah. I suppose that, you know, after a while, you'll just get people who just hoard all the things. They're just like, oh, that person just died. Loot.
Yeah, like, I either expect it to go one of two ways. Either no one wants to be the first guy to buy, or I guess, you know, not the first specific guy. You know, we're talking about thousands of players, but, you know, there's going to be a small group of people that are actually going to be the first people to actually want to spring to actually buy the stuff, because everyone's going to expect to loot it.
Yeah.
Right.
Or everyone's going to buy the stuff, and it's going to flood the game world with way too many weapons and stuff like that.
And people will just be able to, like...
It's going to be all over the place.
Yeah. I could see that happening. I don't know if that's going to, like, make any sort of, like, in-game commerce happen, where you trade it for real-world prices.
Trade sexual favors for a weapon.
Sort of like the...
the Kiev needs a handgun.
Sort of like, what was it we were talking about? Like, the chips...
Bitcoins.
Bitcoins.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bitcoins, yeah. They're worth whatever you say it's worth.
$300 a coin.
It's worth whatever someone will pay you for it. Still, it's up here, man.
I don't get it.
I don't...
Zing!
Virtual coins, I just don't... I'll pay you a cent, I guess. I don't know. What are they worth? Whatever you say they're worth. I don't fucking know.
They're free. Give me them.
you tell me.
The Kith wants some bitcoins.
Take my bitcoins. Yeah. It helps that I always pull my head back like I'm a fucking turtle. Yes. Yes. Kiss.
All right, guys, that'll do it for gaming news. You gonna take a shot?
I'm gonna take a shot.
Yeah, you're not gonna make this, but go ahead.
I'm gonna try and make it over.
You're not gonna make it. I'll bet you $1,000 that you won't make it. I'm so glad you didn't end up making it.
Hey, I do not have that.
All right, let's go into technology news.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
Combo, combo, combo. The iPhone 5 is out. Well, out for pre-order.
Nice.
Got ahead of myself there. You can finally pre-order the iPhone 5, and I'm about to cough.
And
I'm not finished. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm waiting with so much anticipation.
Okay, I'm back.
How was your trip?
It was good. Took a drink of water. But to link your old iPhone attachments to the new iPhone 5, you're going to need a $30 adapter. See, the iPhone 5 has a different type of connector port.
Of course it does.
It's a smaller connector port, which gave them the opportunity to make the iPhone 5 the thinnest smartphone on the market. Like, they're so freaking thick right now. Like,
oh, Jesus. It's like I'm hauling around a fucking brick. It's like there's a cinder block in my pants. This is hell, Matt.
Also, the iPhone 5 is longer. It is a longer phone.
Is it the longest one?
I don't know, but that's what they're pushing.
It's long and thin, ladies. Ladies.
I saw someone talk about the Samsung Galaxy 19 and the iPhone 20, and it was a guy holding the Samsung like it's a shield, and the iPhone like it's a sword, because the Samsung keeps getting wider and the iPhone keeps getting longer.
My buddy posted up on Facebook that he was going to, he's like, man, I can't wait for the iPhone 5 to come out. And I put, why? I asked him, and he's like, because it's going to be so much better than the iPhone 4S. Yeah, I'm going to unfriend you now. What? And then I had to wait for the response real quick before I... we're no longer friends.
That's so funny.
another good way someone put it was like, he took a picture of his dog with a ball in its mouth, and he was holding another ball, and the dog obviously wanted the other tennis ball that was exactly the same. And he goes, this is how I perceive the iPhone 5. There's just no major
jump and change. The screen's a little bigger.
And a different connector.
What? It's bigger?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, shit, I'm going to go out and buy one of those right meow.
My girlfriend, when she got her new Droid,
mm-hmm.
The guy was like, yeah, there's... she was going to pick out one with a keyboard because she's not terribly good with the touchscreen keyboard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the guy's like, the only thing with the keyboard is there's a little bit extra weight with it, because you know it's a little thicker, a little hardier, or you get this one that's just a touchscreen. It's about $50 more, but you don't get the keyboard.
And it's lighter.
And I'm like, really? Wait, that's what the and like, her mom's like, oh yeah, you don't want it to be too heavy. And I'm like, too heavy? It's gonna be like an ounce, 2 ounces more. Oh balls! Fucking call an ambulance! I need to get a sling for my arm. Jesus Christ.
You and I have mentioned this a lot with laptops.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's the same thing with phones. It's like, I think I can handle that. You know, with laptops, they're like, well, this one is easily portable. It's only 8 pounds. But the 12-pound one's a lot better. But this one, you can move around easy. I'm like, I think I can handle the extra 4 pounds.
I think I can.
I'm not going to be riding a unicycle while I'm on my laptop.
I don't know if you realize this, but I'm not an 89-year-old woman.
What? Since when?
Oh. We'll talk about it later.
Aye.
It's a personal question. Jesus.
Let's just say me and the Kith.
But I was just sitting there just like, is he really trying to push the weight? The weight of a keyboard? Yeah, you're going to be carrying 1.3 phones. Oh no.
And you see on this one, the angle of the screen reflects the sunlight in a way that it might make your hands a little hot.
You want to get these special gloves.
Yeah. You're not going to lie, that would suck. Like, I wouldn't want that. That would actually be a real thing for me. If my hands get hot while I'm texting.
Like hurting hot. Your hands are going to be hot if you're outside and it's 100 degrees anyway.
You didn't say that. You said in the sunlight, it's just going to get hot.
Hey.
I'm not talking about like a mirror that's putting like a dot on
your hand. I'm not talking about that.
I'm like, talking about
you
like,
could fry ants with your phone, but don't turn it the wrong way.
If you're holding the phone and you're just, you know, texting, and the other one you're holding the phone, you're like, I don't feel a difference. There's about a one degree temperature change.
Oh no, I'm melting.
And you see, this one doesn't slide into your pocket as easy.
This one's
a lot more slippery. You can put this one in your pocket easier.
I'll put bacon grease on the inside of my pocket. What do you want? Leave me alone, fuckface.
I really don't have a trouble putting phones in my pocket.
I don't think, I think I'm pretty well built. I can handle the extra ounce and a half, buddy. Derek, thanks for your help.
Derek. Also, if you have Verizon, you'll be able to use FaceTime on the new iPhone on all service plans, unlike AT&T, which you have to buy a better plan to use FaceTime.
It sounds retarded.
Yes, it does.
Like face plans, FaceTime's a really big draw for iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there's so many like programs that you can just get on the Android that's very comparable to that. It seems that if you take away all of the usability of the iPhone, maybe people aren't going to buy it.
You know, now that I think about it, if EA is the dark knight of the gaming industry, Apple is the dark knight of the phone industry.
Yeah.
The screen's longer.
Oh, boy. Just what I always wanted.
And now the dark knight of the computer industry, Microsoft, actually... they're going to kind of ruin the joke, but has found many PCs from China are coming with malware pre-installed and recently shut down a big botnet of fake Windows computers.
Nice.
So they're taking Dark Knight a little literal here.
They are the Dark Knight. They are justice.
Now donate to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. But yeah, many PCs from China were coming with malware pre-installed, mostly for use in a botnet for... direct denial of service attacks, DDoS attacks, taking websites down. In worst cases, the viruses could remotely engage cameras and microphones.
Maybe that's what happened to our podcast. We got too big. We got too noisy. Someone's trying to take out my mic. That's where Demon Skylar came from.
Yeah.
Did we edit all of that out for that episode?
No.
No.
Okay, good.
It only happened for like a half a second.
I just remember like we had to re-record the first part.
We did, but I didn't cut it out. It dropped out.
Got it.
Like when your mic cut out, everything after that didn't record.
Oh, yeah.
Then I happened to look at the recording, which is great because I don't do that often. I set it to record and then minimize it. But I noticed about 7-8 minutes after that shit wasn't recording.
Yeah.
Better check now. Oh, shit's recording.
Oh, boy.
Yay.
Yeah, it works. Amazon is going to start charging sales tax in California. Currently, Amazon charges sales tax in 7 states, Kansas, Kentucky, New York, North Dakota, Texas, Washington, and Pennsylvania, and it plans to collect tax in 7 more states by 2016, New Jersey, Virginia, Indiana, Nevada, Tennessee, South Carolina, and California.
Now, sales tax going to be like... interstate sales tax, or is it going to be state tax in each one?
It's the state you buy it in.
Okay.
They charge the sales tax to the state.
Alrighty.
So, like...
Would it do the state you buy it in or buy it from?
Buy it in, I believe.
Okay. I have so many questions I want to ask Amazon.
Yeah, so like if you're in California and you... spend money on Amazon, you'll be charged whatever their sales tax is.
Got it. I guess that makes sense. I think this is just one more step for, you know, internet businesses to be more like real world.
Yeah, actually charging sales tax. Digital.
Yeah.
The White House has asked Google to take down The Innocence of Muslims, which is the recent film that has pretty much brought the whole Middle East to a big frenzy.
Haven't seen it.
Yeah, me neither. I don't think a lot of people have actually seen it.
Yeah, everyone just... Oh, shit!
Coney. Coney 2012.
Coney. I saw you post something about that recently, Skyler.
What was your response?
I didn't say anything. I just saw it, and I'm like, I bet he's just trying to remind people that they're all Coney in the spring, and now everyone forgot.
Yeah, it was actually the day that I was riding with Tam in his car, and there was a Coney sticker on the back of the car that we were behind.
Really?
And Tam was in the middle of the story. He's like, wait, hold on. Coney? Really? And then he went on with his story. But then like later I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? I don't think anyone thinks about Coney anymore.
Someone spray painted that like graffiti style near a street I drive onto work.
Is it 156 in Q?
156 in Pacific.
Yeah, yeah, that wall.
Yeah, it said Coney 2012. I'm like, really? Graffiti? that's the way you're getting this across? And then there's also been other graffiti. Someone drew a penis. Someone else said, eat the elderly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's
Zombies. Zombies. But yeah, the White House asked Google to take it down from YouTube. Google said nope.
Yep, it wasn't really infringing on the TOS.
And that's what the White House was saying. Like, are you sure? You guys sure it's not infringing? And Google's like, yeah. Google did take it down in Libya, India, Egypt, but those are places where the video was actually violating state law.
Yeah, I know they have different TOS for different nations. Yeah, there was a picture that someone posted up. It was an article in The Onion, and it was
hard-hitting reporting right here. We're using The Onion as a source.
Yeah. But one of my friends liked it, and that's how I saw it. It was Vishnu from the Hindu faith, and
Hindu god of agriculture.
Yeah, and he was butt fucking
go on.
Gosh, I can't even remember who it was. It was
Mr. T.
Oh, it was Buddha.
Theodore Roosevelt.
And then
Yoda.
While that was happening, Jesus and Abraham from the Jewish and Christian, they were masturbating and high-fiving each other. And the article is pretty much like hey, someone put this up a few weeks ago. No one died. This is crazy. Look at this. What is this?
Someone, I heard a quote on the radio, actually. Someone in Libya was like, well, how would America like it if people were throwing around Christian effigies and making fun of them? It's like, dude, Jesus is a character on South Park.
Do you know what people normally do if they're very religious and they see this shit?
What?
They roll their eyes and move on. They maybe give a sigh.
You're going to hell.
Oh, Jesus. He's right there. He's masturbating. Abraham. Yeah. Okay. Moving on.
They're true bros.
Oh, and if it helps, Buddha and Vishnu both had penises and vaginas.
Okay.
So, still no one was murdered. There was no bombs or explosions.
Yeah.
And, you know, The Onion was very surprised at this.
All right, so that'll do it for technology news. Let's move on to the news.
What an ending.
Yeah, well, it just kind of dragged on. There was no ending point.
Sorry.
So, yep, we just talked about The Onion. Look, I like The Onion, but it's like, let's talk about news. First of all, from The Onion.
Huffington Post, that's where you go.
Dude, Huffington Post is
pretty good stuff.
Well, I mean,
they have a lot of Florida stories.
They're not, like, very hard newsy. I mean, they are, but...
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
They have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
Just so you know, Tam, that's not making the final cut.
End quote. No?
Nope.
No, okay.
Nope.
That's fine.
All right, out of Washington State, a man has been arrested on allegations that he pointed a handgun at a pregnant woman because she was smoking.
Hmm.
This will fix the problem.
Bellingham police spokesman Mark Young said 24-year-old Justin Dane Palmer reportedly stopped his truck Wednesday to shout at a smoker on a sidewalk saying, "Who the heck smokes while they're pregnant?" The woman replied, "I do." Apparently, he then pulled a gun on her. Police stopped Palmer a short time later. Young says Palmer acknowledged to confronting the woman but denied pulling a gun. Police say they found two semi-automatic 45 caliber handguns in the pickup center console.
Jesus Christ. What does he do? Just go around and threaten people? What do you do with that much firepower?
Do you remember Amber?
Yes.
Yeah, she would have been threatened every day. Multiple times a day.
Amber had a doctor's note to have a break every like 15 or 20 minutes, and she'd always go smoke. Always.
It's just, what the fuck?
Yeah. She kept saying that she needed a break because, like, her feet hurt or something like that.
I thought you were going to say her feet is hurt. I need a break because my feet is
my sore. My pounding on the walls. Get me out.
But, and then no one would, like, none of the managers would be like, "No, Amber, you stay at the friggin' register. What are you, an idiot?" And then, like, she went to the doctor to get a note. Like, "Here, give her a break. Come on, she's pregnant." Does the doctor know she's going to smoke every time she goes on a break?
Probably not. She said something like, "Oh, the doctor said I need to wean off it because it's bad for the baby." It's like, okay, even if that's true, when are you going to wean off it? When's the ending point here? Because it doesn't seem like you're trying to slow down.
Still doing a pack a day, huh, Amber? And this is what? Second trimester? Good. Yeah. I really feel you cut down from, you know, the first trimester where you were smoking a pack a day. Yeah. Noticeable is what I'd call the progress. I remember Steven ripped her open one day. It was pretty funny. She got embarrassed and cried.
There were times where I'd walk in the back and she was crying and I'm like, ooh, and start going the other way. And she would like talk to me and she's like, "You're a good listener." I'm like, "Oh God.
Leave me alone.
Look, I'm just not saying anything mean because you're pregnant."
Because you're the kill.
The Keth is going through some changes.
Yeah, smoke, but the
All right, guys. Out of Pennsylvania, a naked, bloody man broke into a home, jumped from a two-story window, tackled a passerby, and chewed on her head.
Zombies.
The gory scene unfolded this Friday night in Holly, Pennsylvania, which is 40 miles east of Scranton. What?
Wow! From that show!
The Electric City. 20-year-old Richard Cimino Jr. allegedly went ballistic on a woman and two officers. At about 5 a.m., Cimino reportedly drove his car off the road behind some houses in a small town. He stripped off his clothes and then tried and failed to break into a nearby home. He was told to leave, so he fled up the street and broke into another home. This one was vacant. He allegedly jumped from a second-story window from that home. State Trooper David Alistio told Patch that Cimino severely injured his arms and extremities from the fall, but he kept going. Bleeding heavily, he found two women on the street and tackled one of them. Patch reported that he was covered in blood and then began to gnaw at her head and scream like an animal.
Why?
The woman escaped and called police, who found Cimino lying in the road severely injured, displaying delusional behavior. Despite the injuries and a jolt from a taser, Cimino managed to punch an officer in the face before he was arrested.
I wonder if he was still being tasered when he punched the guy in the face. So the circuit connected.
It is yet unclear whether Cimino was on drugs during the incident.
God, I hope so.
I hope so, too.
God, I hope not. That'd be awesome. We're making superheroes.
I hope they were basalts. So more basalts can be banned because they're the worst drug ever.
You know what would be really great? If Zombies. We huffed paint thinner.
Zombies.
Someone at Panera did that, too. Kim from Boys Town.
Amber.
No, not Amber. Yeah. Look, Amber, you really got to stop huffing paint
I'm
thinner on your
break. I'm
on
off of it.
The doctor said I need a break.
I'm all out of smokes. Do you guys have any Krylon with you?
Do you have any paint? Dude, do you have any of that bleach stuff back there?
Hey, man, I need a fix. You got some bleach, man.
Dude, I'm looking for some whipped cream. Oh, fucking holy.
Oh, God damn it. We had a guy at Panera that would huff the
whipped
cream. Yeah, whippets. And, like, you would be working up at the register and, like, making a smoothie or something. And you'd go to put whipped cream on it, and it would just, like, dribble out because it had no more
Aerosol.
Yeah, no pressure.
Because if you take the Whippet or the whipped cream, the Whippet can. Here's how what
do,
they're for.
Here's how to do drugs, kids. Listen in.
Yeah, and you press it down a little bit before the whipped cream comes out. It just lets out aerosol instead of the cream. And then if you snort that, you'll be high for about 5 seconds, maybe six. There you go. Are you writing this down?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
I got it.
Yeah, so we would have
six seconds.
We had someone that would work there, and he would go in and just the entire box. He would open up like the entire box and just do whippets with all of them, and like, it was all fucked up.
And no one knew who it was. I love the sign that they put up. Whoever's doing this, stop. You look childish.
It was
really. It's a big mystery.
Yeah, who's doing this one? Maybe the guy with whipped cream in his nose.
And no one wanted to call him on it because he's scary. Hoya was a scary guy.
Yeah, he kind of was.
What's his name?
Eric Hoye.
Alright.
Yep.
A woman finds her ex-boyfriend living in her attic over 12 years after they broke up.
Wow. He just... for 12 years?
Skyler, wow. No, 12 years after they broke up.
Oh, okay.
She found him. He wasn't in there for 12 years. He was actually in there for 2 weeks.
I was thinking he got out of jail. There.
Tracy, last name withheld, a Rock Hill, South Carolina resident, a single mother of five, says she heard a thump from above and saw nails start popping out from her bedroom ceiling. Around 2:30 a.m., Tracy felt as if something just ain't right, quotes.
Go on.
She told the Charlotte Observer, when she heard noises in the attic and saw nails popping out, she thought there was some poltergeist stuff going on.
Wait, no. Okay.
Like nails as in fingernails or nails,
no, like nails
in,
as in like here, ceiling.
Like nails
kind of
going
janky
through
ass
the ceiling.
Fucking house that she have where it's like a fucking log cabin. There's open nails. Like what? And poltergeist stuff? Oh shit.
It turned out to be her ex-boyfriend who had been living in her attic for about 2 weeks since he was released from prison. The two broke up more than 12 years ago. She never considered getting back with him despite him claiming in letters he sent from jail that he had changed. Her adult
sounds
sons.
Like a winner.
he does.
Sounds like
this is gonna get a little better. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
He's in jail now.
Oh. Is he still in jail?
I think so. No.
Her adult sons and her nephew found him asleep in the back of the attic. They found a man had packed old coats and jackets around the heating unit and was sleeping in the heating unit. So, a little ingenuity there.
Nice. Smart MacGyver guy. Shit.
Yeah.
Her ex-boyfriend then ran downstairs and out of the house before police got there. They found several. Route 44 Sonic cups filled with feces and urine.
Oh, boy. Sounds like he's playing a party.
They also saw the ex-boyfriend had rigged the ceiling vents so he could look down to Tracy in her bedroom from his spot in the attic.
I don't think that last Sonic cup was filled with urine.
God.
It was filled with the Kith.
I got a whole cup of Kith here for you. The suspect is still at large. He's described as a black male, 5 feet 6 inches tall, weighing 170 pounds.
How much? Hold on. Tell me that weight again.
5 feet 6, 170.
Okay. I thought you said 270. No. I'm like, this guy's huge. No wonder those nails were falling out. He's a little dude.
Yeah. He's kind of a little guy. 5 foot 6 running around.
I don't know. Maybe it's muscle. He was in prison. Maybe he's in the yard lifting weights.
Porn producer to recall DVDs punning Ben and Jerry's flavors.
Ah.
A movie studio has agreed to recall pornographic DVDs whose titles and packaging mimic those of Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Do we have any new titles?
We don't, but apparently the slogan on all of them says Porno's Finest, which is punned off Vermont's Finest.
Got it.
Which is on the Ben and Jerry's. But currently they're going to stop marketing and destroy materials used to make 10 titles in the Ben and Jerry's X-rated film series. 10 titles? We only got three. Yeah, we only got three. I'm going to search this real quick and see what we got.
Ben and Jerry porn titles. That should be your Google, and that'll forever be in your history. Don't you delete it.
Well,
you got a girl come
I'm
over.
Using,
hey,
I'm using Opera right now, so.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, use Internet Explorer.
Yeah, please.
Totally what I did on my computer. Anyone need to use it? Mozilla was mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mozilla's kind of glitchy, so just use Internet Explorer. Please.
Oh, gosh, what are they? They're all, of course, news stories. Like, not the titles, they're all news stories talking about the titles.
Ugh. Can't even remember the last three that we had.
Oh, there's Harry Garcia. We already talked about Boston cream thighs and peanut butter D cups.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I'll search it and I'll post it on the Facebook page.
Okay, that'll be good.
Yeah. Awesome.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So we're gonna move on from that to Florida. Tam, I found stories about your family.
Go on. What is Uncle Festus doing?
Uncle Festus?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
His I was gonna name's say Ernie. Festus. I'm like, wow.
His name's
That's very stereotypical.
Ernie, but my ex-girlfriend's mother always would hear about stories and go, "How's Festus?" Like, there's a reason I don't like you.
A Florida woman beats her ex with his own prosthetic leg.
Was it Ernie?
Brandon
I don't
Fleming,
know anybody who has a prosthetic leg. So
Brandon Fleming apparently has the ex-girlfriend from hell. Jadian Hatfield, which sounds like a guy's name, Jaden or Jadian, I guess, showed up at his home last month and attempted to kidnap their son through a window. See, Brandon has custody of the son. That's why it was kidnapping.
Ah, I see.
She then pulled a shotgun on him and also beat him with his own leg. Fleming tells WEAR, where...
That's a really weird radio name.
W-E-A-R?
Yeah, W-E-A-R.
Where radio?
Where radio? He apparently lost a leg when he was 7 years old after an accident involving a lawnmower. Hatfield and Fleming recently broke up, and they have a 2-year-old son together. Fleming has custody of the boy until further custody agreements are worked out. He claims that Fleming showed up at his home last month with two men and tried to take the boy away. I went to the back room to call the law, and I heard my son scream. When I heard him scream, I came back and she was pulling him out the window. I jumped out the window to get my son in the car. As I jumped in the back of the car, the guys jumped on me. She comes from behind me and my feet hanging out the side of the car, and she goes to grab my prosthetic off. And my feet were hanging off, so she goes and... God, this is all fucked up. My feet hanging off, I don't know hanging off of what, so she goes to hitting my legs with it. So apparently she pulled off the prosthetic and started beating his legs.
Leg?
Yeah. This is all in quotes, and I don't think the quotes really make much... There's no context here. What the fuck were they hanging off of?
Yeah, I don't know.
The window,
he jumped
maybe?
In the back seat, right?
He jumped in the back seat?
Could have, like...
You're on your own here, bud.
Yeah.
So, yes, the woman pulled off his fake leg and started beating him with it. She then decided to trade the prosthetic for a...
Dukes of Hazzard! He could have Dukes of Hazzard in it! Yes!
She pulled out a shotgun, and Fleming retreated. She took off with the boy, but police quickly caught up with her. She now faces charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill, domestic violence, battery, interfering with the custody of minor, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon.
I didn't know that was illegal in Florida.
Possession of a firearm by a convicted felon?
Yeah, if you were a convicted felon, you just can't have a firearm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's in a lot of states. Oh. You also can't vote.
Yeah, I knew you couldn't vote. I think the best part about this story is that this lady thought that she could, you know, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I'm just beating up a prosthetic. Like, did she keep the leg?
I doubt it.
Which is what I would do. Like a big fucking middle finger to the guy. I'm
put it up on my mantle.
Yeah.
All right, guys, so that's going to do it for another episode of 3 Hit Combo Podcast. And you know what? I'm not going to go through the spiel. Just find us on all the major social networking sites.
Google us.
Google 3 Hit Combo Podcast.
Podcast.
Yeah. We're on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Gmail.
Zombies.
So, for Tam and Skyler, this is Matt signing out. The top of 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 the top of